Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I was glad to hear from Helena Moreno. I suspected that she would be opposed to Senate Bill 482 by Senator Heather Cloud relative to modifying the Public Records Act. They're feeling the pressure, folks. They truly are. But I'm really waiting for more Republicans to stand up and publicly announce that they're not in favor of the bill as proposed by Senator Heather Cloud from Turkey Creek. It's scheduled to be heard on the Senate floor today. I don't think that that's going to happen based on what Councilmember Moreno just articulated about what she's hearing, that they're working on amendments. I would rather them just take a complete hands-off to this, have more deliberation about this, let more people understand what this is all about, give them some time to consume all of this. This in conjunction with HB 800, this constitutional convention idea, is a disaster. You know, and what's really interesting about this and what I don't understand is that let's just look to Washington, D.C. Every day of every week, we hear Republican leaders complaining about the inability to gain access to records because the Washington bureaucracy is slow-walking FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests up there, and consistently and constantly complaining about same. Meanwhile, back at home, here in Baton Rouge, we're making it harder. You see the duplicity? This is part of the problem with the Republican Party. We cannot get our it together. Why anyone in this party would think that this is a great idea is beyond me. On the one hand, they're complaining in D.C., and on the other, they're trying to restrict public records even more. Stupid is as stupid does. And they really believe that they're going to curry the favor of the general public as it relates to this issue? This is craziness. The bill passes out of the Senate committee. Mike Fessy from HOMA, he votes for it. Republican. Gregory Miller from Norco, he votes for it, Republican. Blake Miguez votes for it from New Iberia, other Republican. Mike Reese, another Republican from Leesville, votes for it. Caleb Kleinpeter from Port Allen, Republican, he votes it out of committee. Glenn Womack, a Republican from Harrisonburg, votes it out of committee. The two that vote against, Sam Jenkins from Shreveport, Democrat, Gary Carter from New Orleans, Democrat, and Cleo Fields did not vote. So on a 6-2 vote, they pass this crazy piece of legislation as it relates to public records. Call your legislators today. Call them today. And let them know where you stand on this. Let them know that you want the sun to shine on public records. This is an attempt to, and the words that they use in this bill are just unbelievable. I don't believe in coincidences. This was intentional, the way that this was drafted. This covers so much material, there would be little or nothing left as it relates to public records. So you never really know where any of your elected leaders are going to stand on any particular issue. So I don't know about you, but I'm still waiting for more Republicans, because it seems like most of the Democrats are against this bill. My question is what do any of these folks have to hide? Why is this such a big concern? When you ask them for examples of how the Public Records Act is being weaponized against them, crickets. You hear nothing. If that doesn't cause concern for you, I don't know what will. Give your legislators a call. Just Google their name. Their office will come up. Let them know, whoever answers the phone, if there's a voicemail, give them your name. Give them your number and tell them you're opposed to Senate Bill 482 by Senator Heather Cloud from Turkey Creek, Louisiana. And while you're there, tell them you're opposed to HB 800, too, the Constitutional Convention. That's supposed to go before the House and Governmental Affairs Committee on April the 24th, which is Wednesday at 9 a.m. It'll be an opportunity for us to see where folks are going to vote on that. And we're going to talk about the ones who vote in favor of that. Because I've gone out and said that if my legislators vote for that piece of horrible, disastrous legislation, they will never get my vote again, period. And I will encourage people to run against them for that very reason. Because this is a defining moment in governing of the state of Louisiana. I don't disagree that we need to do something relative to the Constitution and the amendments and the like, but this has to be a process that is open, transparent, deliberate, as opposed to this kind of get-rich-quick scheme that we're trying to set up in a very short order. And then they try to BS us by saying, well, you know, you ultimately get to vote on everything that we do. Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Thank you very much. We really appreciate your feeling on that. How about you give us more say-so in the process like it was done the first time? How about that? Why is that process so offensive to you? Same thing. Republicans are complaining about the bureaucracy in D.C., that they can't get anything done, and this and that and everything else, doing the people's work, as they put it. The people's work, right? But we're down here in Baton Rouge, and we don't want to let any of the people get involved. So all the delegates to the convention are going to be 27 people, that, for the most part, the governor likes, and 144 legislators. And that's it. So if you're not on the governor-like list of the 27, there may be a couple of folks that he has, in a token way, thrown in there to try and make it seem like we are even thinking about the word bipartisan. Joke that is. Because we're trying to unseat a Speaker of the House in D.C. because he might even propose legislation like he did this past week that the Democrats may actually like. for fear that they may get some positive credit from that in the upcoming election. Forget about whether or not it's important to the country. Forget about whether or not the issue is important to you. Forget about all of those things. Forget about the sanctity of anything up there, because if it could possibly lead to something positive to the other side, we have to be against it. That's credible leadership at its best, right? Yeah, right. Here we go again. Here we go again. Got a text here. Why should we call our legislators? They don't listen to us anyway. Give them the opportunity. Give them the benefit of the doubt. And then when they violate that, don't vote for them. Do not vote for any of them. Let them know. If you vote yay on Senate Bill 482 or HB 800, I'm not voting for you. Plain and simple. And stick to the message. When they come up, don't vote for them. And remind them at community meetings, neighborhood meetings, everything where they show up, where they want to talk about their record, and if they show up, because less and less are showing up these days, because they really don't want to face the music in many respects, do not vote for them. It's the same thing in the criminal justice world. We vote for people that we know have either represented individuals. These are life choices that people make about their own occupations. We vote them into critical positions that we know that they have an inclination and a leaning towards certain things that are contrary to your best interests, and yet we vote them in anyway. And then when there's an outcome where they've represented someone who's an incredibly bad person, or, you know, we don't do what we're supposed to do under the law, and we're going to be talking about an example of this coming up with Rafael Goyeneche in the 11 o'clock hour relative to our judiciary. We know what their record is, and we know what they've represented and so forth leading up to that, and we get there, and then we complain when they actually are lenient as to certain type of criminal violators. And then we ask ourselves why. We actually ask ourselves why. This is crazy. That's why when you go into the booth, you exercise what's in your best interest. You're actually allowed to do that. And you know the beauty of it? You don't have to make an excuse. The same way when I'm asking for what are the privileges of being a citizen in this country. I've asked it several times. I want to know. I'd love to know. I'm not going to make an excuse for it. And neither should you. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.